Recording an ad for Spotify for podcasters is easy. Just be enthusiastic. It has all the tools you need to make a podcast in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has the tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast on your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And best of all, it's totally free. Download Spotify for podcasters right now and get started.
What's up, folks? Jamari Shoemaker here, the voice of Chicago.
The man of the hour.
And the man with more and nothing less. Listen to Jamari Uncensored podcast where we talk about society and culture and more.
On iHeartRadio.
Jamari Uncensored is sponsored by Spotify for Podcasters.
What's up, folks? You're listening to Jamari Uncensored right here
on iHeartRadio.
Thank you, Zoom. Okay, welcome, folks, to Jamari Uncensored podcast. I'm your host, Jamari Shoemaker, alongside my co-host, Daniel Sala, because, you know, Zoom just reminded us that we just started recording.
Yeah, that caught me off guard, too. So we just started using Zoom to record our podcasts and we have our own countdown, and then it goes, there's a recording in progress.
So, guys, the last time we talked, I talked about Bruno Mars and his gambling issues owing $50 million to MGM. Now they're debunking it. I talked about John Cena being butt-ass naked running around the Oscars and Mike Tyson and this money grab he's about to receive. You know, from just dancing around with Jake Paul.
Yeah, I don't think that's not going to be an actual fight.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Because if it was an actual fight, I'm sure Jake Paul would have just called it off.
It's going to be like you said. They're going to dance around, they're going to run the clock down, and then they're going to get the money and leave.
Yeah, because like I said on episode 19, it's just a money grab. We're in the era where everybody's trying to make that money. So, you know, that's what it is, you know, it's about making money, you know,
it's exactly what it is. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That company who runs that, like the promotion, that is it Trilla or yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They've always been doing that when Tyson did that fight with Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
That's how that started. And Jake Paul was on that undercard,
and they just started building that up ever since then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's they're not fights, and no. It's not going to be a fight.
No,
I'm not paying for it. I'll tell you that.
Right, nobody wants to pay for that shit for them to just dance around. Because if it was a real fight, Jake Paul would have called it off. So he's not calling off the shit because they're just dancing around. For a minute, then, you know, for a couple rounds, and hey, we got our money, let's leave. Exactly. Thank you, let's leave.
Yep, it's a nice performance, let's go home.
Speaking of money, you know, Bruno Mars, as I talked about in the previous episode, episode 19, he had a gambling issue, and he owed MGM $50 million. And now MGM is debunking it, so... What's up with that, MGM? You ain't seen nothing when the story came out. Now you're debunking it.
They took their time. When did the story come out?
This story came out, I believe, Sunday.
And they just and they just now debunked it?
Yeah. Now they're debunking it.
They're like, no, we don't know money. But yeah, why wait that long?
Yeah. Now it's a rumor for them. It's just a rumor, but we're going to debunk this quick rumor here. He doesn't owe us money. I mean, that's crazy for it to be a rumor because, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and, like, do you think it's one of those deals where they're just trying to cover up, or do you think something's going on?
I don't know. Either or. I mean, it's... this is crazy because
the guy just likes that. The guy just likes to have a good time.
Because it's been multiple reports, though. It's like it's been all over social media from different outlets, trusted outlets or supposedly trusted outlets, news outlets that reported. So I mean, assuming that this was true,
you know, some people go out and they go see a movie. This guy goes out and blows $500 million.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? Like, I wonder if it is true. I wonder if he accumulated it. He had to have, or if that was all in one night.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, to say, well, you know, he had $50 million worth of $50 million worth of gambling debt. He owes it to MGM. I mean, this is just a story that you can't just make it up. I mean,
right, exactly. It
has to be true.
It's outlandish.
Right. I mean, it has to be true. So I pulled up an article here from news from ABC, I believe, or okay. NBC, whoever has the
reputable source.
Whoever has the Peacock.
No. Isn't that NBC?
NBC. See, you know, I mixed you guys up.
It was one of them.
It was one of you. So NBC's one of NBC's news sites here. So they pulled up a statement from MGM Resorts debunking these claims. They confirmed with News 3 that the rumors were false, and they said this: "We're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of our world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. From his shows at Dolby Live at Park MGM to the new Pinky Ring Lounge at Bellagio, Bruno's brand of entertainment attracts visitors from around the globe. MGM and Bruno Mars' partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we are excited to continue creating unforgettable experience for our guests. MGM Resorts International said in a statement."
So are they protecting their meal ticket?
Yeah. Yeah, they're protecting their cash cow.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, if he's gambling, who cares?
Yeah,
I mean, he's not hurting anybody from it except his wallet
and that 24k magic.
There you go, he's spending 24k over. Good gosh. Other than that, he's not hurting anybody else that we know of. I don't have a problem with it. Cares
if he's got the money. He said he's a dangerous man with some money in his pocket. That's what he said at 24k magic. Poor Bruno. They're making false accusations on his wallet. What's that commercial that Samuel Jackson always in? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? Yeah.
Apparently, $50 million worth of debt.
Bruno's like, I got you beat, $500 million.
You know why? Because easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known.
He's giving away all his money.
From the first kiss, had your eyes wide open.
All right, that's enough of all that.
Why was that open? Gave you all I had, and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Or the outburst.
I just had to. I had to. For Bruno. For Bruno.
He needs it.
Because he needs it. I mean, he needs our support. So he can pay that $50 million.
Is it $50 million or $500? I thought you said $500.
$50 million. I might have said $500.
Okay, now you're good. Million. $50 million. Okay. That's better, but still, that's kind of
Oh, my God. If he owed $500 million, I mean, he might as well go sell his soul to Illuminati.
Well, I mean, that's heavy duty. That's heavy duty gambling right there.
Unless he did already.
You never know.
You never know. That song that always plays. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. We're having too much fun with this, but this is all jokes, people. Don't take it seriously. No, Bruno, we're not saying you're part of the Triangle Eye community, okay?
No, we're not saying that at all.
We're just don't understand this situation here. That's all it is. But moving on from that, comedy, man. I feel like comedy has fallen off. It's on life support.
I would definitely agree. There hasn't been like a big special recently.
It feel like the only thing they can go off of when they do comedy specials or do their comedy is somebody else doing an interview about them, or somebody doing an interview that's saying something crazy and outlandish, or speaking their truth, quote unquote, whatever it is. It's right. Like, what happened just to being funny? I mean, like, I know, you know, comedians, they're gonna joke about that, you know, type of stuff. But I mean, like, it's becoming too centric, you know, let's talk about this person, what they said in the interview, who gives a shit, you know, that's their interview, that's their opinion, that's their quote unquote truth, whatever it is. But it's like, what happened to the comedians that just were funny? Their material was original. And yeah,
nobody tells actual jokes anymore.
No, like, you know, everything, you know, is either too political or, you know, whatever. But it's like, no, nobody tells a joke. And I, like I tell you this off the air, I feel like all the great comedians that were really funny and they could do this in their sleep, they're not here no more. They're gone. Yeah. They passed away.
Yeah, man. Just like those comedians who, it was just second nature to them. They didn't have to try to be funny. They were just funny.
They were not worried about somebody taking a deal away from them, or, you know, Hollywood breathing down their necks or whatever. They didn't care about that shit. They didn't care about that at all, you know?
Right. So yeah, it was just comedy was fun for them, and they it wasn't for any financial gain. They were just doing it for the love of comedy.
Yeah. And now I will say, Cat Williams is the most popular comedian right now than anybody, even Dave Chappelle. Now, yeah. I know people say, but no, that's not true. That Dave Chappelle, he's up there. I'm not saying that Dave Chappelle is not popular. I'm not saying that he's not up there, but Cat Williams literally broke the internet with one interview. And he's still breaking the internet with that interview.
Yeah.
He was on Club Shay Shay in January, right?
Yeah, speaking your truth.
Speaking his truth, speaking the truth, or, you know, exposing or responding back to people. And
he spoke up on Diddy real fast.
Oh, yeah. He said, you got to tell him no. He lost the party, but you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. That's what he told him. And I was like, well, he's not lying about that, because look what's in the news.
Shannon's like, oh my God.
I understand Shannon, you know, felt uncomfortable, because I'm not saying that he was, but it seemed like he was uncomfortable, you know. But you asked these questions, so he's going to tell you. Cat Williams is not the type of person to beat around the bush. He's going to tell you. So
yeah, exactly. I think Shannon was used to having like easier interviews, but Cat Williams took him in several different avenues.
Yeah. It is like, you know, Shannon Sharpe is a part of the industry. Not saying that he's a part of, you know, all the stuff that goes on, but, you know, he is a part of the industry, coming from working with ESPN, you know.
Yeah, and FS1 with Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
I thought his run on Undisputed was fantastic, and I like Shannon. He's a good personality.
I think this was a right move for him to just do his own thing and then move away from Skip. Oh, Skippy.
Skipper.
Yeah.
It was a good move. I think it was time. They were starting to argue on the air more.
Yeah, and then Skippy started to do a little bit too much.
So, yeah, Club Shay Shay is doing great, which is awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, Cat Williams, He got him so many views off of that interview.
Yeah, and then he went on Joe Rogan after.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about Joe.
Last time I heard It was like 8 million views on that one.
Not even close to what he did on Club Shay Shay.
No, I don't
know. Not even close.
I don't know what it's at now, but
it's like, is that 62 million views? And this is from 2 months ago, this interview he did, which was in January, but 62 million.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's the highest interview that I think Club Shay Shay ever get, unless he bring on Oprah, but who want to watch Oprah?
He caught lightning in the bottle with Cat Williams. He was like running his mouth about everybody. Not even in a bad way. He was just talking.
Yeah. All the responses of the people he mentioned, they called him miserable.
Did you see where he said something like he read 300 books a year?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, people, I mean, you know, you never know. You know, he might have, you know, there's a lot of people that love to read, you know.
No, I know. I love to read too. That's just a lot. But no, I enjoyed the interview. I thought it was very, it was actually a good interview.
Yeah, but you know, all the responses were what I expected to be, and all of them said nothing.
Yeah.
And they basically were saying, well, you know, he shouldn't have said it. He was right. Okay, they basically said he's right, but he shouldn't have said it. Because nobody said that he was telling a lie.
No, nobody. Like, that's what I was going to see. Because after it came out, I'm like, oh, I wonder what all these people are going to say. Like, Steve Harvey, you know.
Well, Steve Harvey, you know, he said, well, you know, we just got to pray for them. We got to let God handle people like that. Because it's like, oh, okay.
But no one said he lied. Like, you know.
Yeah.
One came out and said, but man, he leveled against Steve Harvey too.
Yeah.
Hard.
I mean,
he's like, and then Steve Harvey's like, we got to pray for him.
Everybody that's throwing the miserable word on him, he's telling the truth about them.
Yeah. And I'm glad.
You know,
the interview was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing definitely the entire time, but you can tell he's a smart guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, he knows.
He knows the industry very well. He's seen some stuff. He's heard some stuff, and he don't mind telling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's not afraid. The last time I seen a person as a comedian that just not afraid to say what they want to say and don't care what people in Hollywood say, the last person I saw like that was probably Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
Before he eventually got dementia and you know, passed away in 2021. But he was not afraid to say whatever he wanted to say. He said it, and he wrote for a lot of great comedians. He wrote for Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor was one of his top comedians he wrote for. He worked with John Witherspoon. He worked with Red Fox. He worked with Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle. He's dearly missed, but, you know, he's worked with a lot of people. So that's the last time I've seen somebody really stand up against them. And I know some people would say Monique, but I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't want her to come after me because she started calling me her sweet baby and all that and shit. And she, I don't know. Just like, I think, I don't know. It seemed like it just was. They just weren't paying her fairly. So I think that might have just been what her issue was. I don't know, but, you know.
It could have been. But like you said, you know, people like Paul Mooney, people like Cat Williams, they're the trailblazers.
Yeah.
You know, they do things their way. And it's the way it is. And I've always respected Cat Williams for that and Paul Mooney. Another person I was thinking about while you were talking was Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, he was not like afraid. That.
Yeah. George Carlin, definitely George Carlin, not afraid at all. I mean, he challenged not just Hollywood, but, you know, he questioned and challenged everything.
Yeah, and like, I talking to you off the air, I love Don Rickles.
Yeah.
I think he's great. He was like, he hated the term insult comedy, but that's what it was. He went out there and just made fun of people, but in such a lighthearted way.
Yeah.
Like he knew that, and everybody else knew that they were in on the joke, and that's why he was able to say the things that he said.
Right.
I feel like nowadays, a lot of the time with insult comedy, you know, comedians just go for the throat.
Yeah.
And just say the vilest most, you know.
Yeah, and it's like,
it's been
funny.
Like that for years, but yeah, you know.
But these guys suck at it now.
And I know they have been.
You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of comedians that are funny, that are kind of somewhat similar to the guys we just spoke up, but they're not, you know, in the, you know, big spotlights of comedy. You know, they're not, you know what I mean? They're not mainstream, or they're not up there with Kevin Hart in the likes of Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams yet. You know, so Bill Burr, you know, I don't know why I forgot about it, but Bill Burr is another one. Bill Burr is another guy who just he talks about everybody too. I mean, he's genuinely annoyed with everybody. So and it's funny, you know. And it's like, man, some of the stuff they're like, you know, Bill Burr kind of reminds me of me in some ways sometimes. Yeah. With certain things, not everything now, certain things. But yeah, he's one of my favorite comedians too. And I haven't seen him do a special or anything in a while. I'm sure he's, you know, still doing, you know, his comedy tours and stuff like that. But I haven't seen any specials yet. But he's, like I said, he's one of my favorites as well.
Oh yeah, I've always liked Bill Burr. I remember seeing. Do you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah,
he was in that.
Yeah,
yeah. And he talked about that. He's like, oh man, it was cool to be on like an actual set.
Yeah, I might actually go on Netflix and binge watch Breaking Bad because you know it's on there.
Yeah, man.
So I might actually do that.
Yeah, and those Netflix specials of his are just hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them.
The black and white one is hilarious.
You know how many times I watched that? I've watched that at least 15 times.
You can tell when he's younger because he's more angry.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious. I've never seen a Bill Burr special and been like, that sucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, speaking of deals, Dave Chappelle apparently is, he has a deal hatched with CBS, I believe, for $2 billion for a new late night show.
Yeah, that's big news.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I've always been a fan of like those older late night shows. Like I used to love watching Craig Ferguson.
Yeah,
he was hilarious, man. He had a robot, talking robot, and robot skeleton, and he didn't have a band, but like it was so quirky. It's a quirky show, and I loved it. And like I don't think any of the modern late night hosts.
Oh no, these morons, no, they're not even,
because
after Jay Leno and it's another late night host.
I was never a big Jay Leno fan, but I like David Letterman.
There we go. David Letterman.
And Conan. Conan was good.
After those guys stopped doing that stuff, these so-called late night hosts, you know, show hosts, they don't do it for me.
I used to like Colbert, but then he got too political.
That's the thing. Everything is political.
I don't want to watch late night TV and get like joked at with politics. I just don't like it.
You know, leave it for, you know, Fox Noise seeing trash. So leave it for them.
Hey, there you go. As soon as you introduce politics into your product, it just splits the audience 50-50.
Yeah. So it's just like, we don't need to have political views and thoughts and all that and comedy, political comedy on late night shows. Like, it's just.
No, I've never been a, I've never been a fan of it. So, like, with this $2 billion deal with Chappelle, I wonder if it's going to be like his old show.
We have, like, skits.
Skits? Or is it going to be a panel show? Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it'll be exactly like the old show, but...
Oh, no. No, not in these days. Not in these days, unfortunately.
You couldn't get away with it, I don't think.
And he don't have Paul Mooney as one of his writers, so... Charlie Murphy, so...
There you go, yeah. I think it'll still be good. It'll still be good, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, he might actually bring back life into... if there's no political stuff involved in it, then it will go... I think it would be fine.
Yeah, man. I am intrigued to see what happens.
Yeah. I wish Dave the best of luck. Keep fighting against the machine or be a part of the machine. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I got to bring up one of my favorite Dave Chappelle roles was him and the Nutty Professor. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
He got smashed into that piano.
What was his Reggie?
Reggie. Was his... Yeah.
yeah
that's a great movie, but yeah, Chappelle's a legend in comedy and I think he's gonna do a great job.
Yeah, I know a lot of people love him from the movie Half-Baked, you know.
Yes, sir.
Weave-centric movie.
Yeah,
about getting high. Yes,
a stoner classic. Yes, it really is.
Shout out to all the stoners out there.
I remember watching that in middle school, and I wasn't even stoned, and I felt stoned. No, it's a good movie though, even if you're not stoned.
Well, today everybody's getting stoned on from having sugar rushes now.
Sugar rushes?
Yeah.
From what?
Eating too much candy. Eat too much sweets.
Sweets. Donuts, you ever hear that? You ever hear that rumor? Sweets give you like acne.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, especially when you drink, especially when you're drinking sweet, you know, sugar filled drinks. Like, you know, you drink a lot of pop and juice. They'll have you break out in acne. So.
Yeah, that was me in middle school. I was terrible. I had acne like crazy.
And like, those, but I just gotta have Stridex, that sugar rush.
Those Stridex pads sucked.
He's like, I just gotta have that sugar rush.
And that's the thing. I don't even get a sugar rush anymore. It's just the caffeine.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to say, these Zodiac sign freaks, I get it. Everybody's into the whole Zodiac sign thing. It determines who your partner is going to be and all that shit. You know, I'm not into all that. I'm sorry. I'm just not into the whole Zodiac sign thing. I know my Zodiac sign, but I'm not into all that. Oh, I'm going to pick somebody because they're this. And I'm not going to pick them because they're that Zodiac sign or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to do it. I don't have any time for that.
When I met you in college all those years ago, I was like, man, I wonder what his Zodiac sign is. I wonder if our signs are compatible to do a podcast.
Did you really?
No. No, I didn't do that shit. Man, okay.
Because that would have been hilarious.
whatever makes y'all happy with the Zodiac signs, but I'm just not with it. I don't, you know, you got those people that are like, oh my gosh, you're a Virgo. My Cancer will never deal with you. Oh my gosh. It's like, no, I'm a Taurus, but I don't go around and be like, okay, I'm a Taurus. What are you? So no, I've never been a believer in that shit.
remember the times on this podcast, especially the wrestling podcast we used to do. Remember, I had a great deal of insulting the fans of the show, the listeners of the show.
I do remember those days.
You know, I think I might bring that back.
Yeah.
I think, you guys are like family, you know, or you know, at least, you know, I guess in my mind, you like family. So I'm you know, I'm going to welcome you in. You know, you might get insulted every now and then, you know.
Slap in the head.
Just a little slap in the head, but you know, yeah.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's been nice. No, I'm joking.
It's been nice.
I'm gonna slap you in the head after this.
But I hope you guys enjoyed it. At least enjoy something in your lives. At least enjoy something in your lives, because we know you guys ain't enjoying. We know you guys ain't enjoying that 9 to 5 you got right now.
Hey, don't hate on the 9 to 5. Yeah, so we'll get letters.
The 9 to 5, the 6 to 8. I don't know.
Wherever you're going, man, I'll take
whatever you're going. Whatever, how many hours you work. I know you guys not enjoying that. So come here and listen to this podcast. You enjoyed every time. Love hearing our voice. Love hearing what we talk about. You can find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever the hell you listen to for your podcast. Listen
to folks. The show.
Enjoy it. We know you're not enjoying whatever the hell you're watching on TV. I know some of you probably watching like The Housewives and all that garbage TV. Don't watch that shit. Turn on your Mari Uncensored. Listen to us for a couple of minutes. We'll get you straight.
They're not watching Housewives, are they?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the hell these people watch nowadays, you know.
With that, ladies and gentlemen.
It was nice chit-chatting.
I just hit my face off my microphone.
Look, he's about to kill himself.
He's I'm about feeling to myself kill. In my heart here. I hope
he's
you
about
it.
To commit self manslaughter.
I didn't even get a slap in the head. Took a microphone to the head.
He's about to commit self manslaughter. He's about to take his own ass out.
Slaughter. I'm about to slaughter this fucking episode.
Well, like we said, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it so much that you'll run around naked like John Cena did at the Oscars.
And hopefully nobody can see you.
Hopefully nobody can see you. And you're doing it in the own comfort of your own home.
With the shades closed.
With the shades closed. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next time to Yamari Uncensored Podcast with your host, Yamari Shoemaker, and your co-host, Daniel Sala. Bye, and don't fuck up the rest of your night or the rest of your day tomorrow.
Or the rest
of the week or the next day.
See you guys.
Tell us again where to find us, where the lovely people can listen and follow the show.
You can listen on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Your Mom's Basement, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more.